is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi there, it's me, Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, telling you all that you need to know for trade ahead of the big day, the big budget day. Budget 2019, call it Modi Budget 2019, Sitaraman's first budget. Whatever you call it, it is always budget with CNBC TV 18. Now, over the last 3 days, what has been good is the fact that the Nifty's held above that 11,900 mark. In fact, closed near the 11,950 mark yesterday. So this month so far, which is just the last 4 days, we've gained about 1.5% on the Nifty. But it's the usual suspects which have gained more ahead of the budget. The Nifty PSU Bank Index this week so far is higher by 3%. The infra stocks are higher by about 2-2.5% as well. So now, with most of the global markets being very close to their record highs, we have our own markets as well, the Nifty, the Sensex and the Nifty Bank, very close, just about 1% away from the record high. Will that happen today or not is something we'll be watching out for. We keep talking about cricket. It is cricket season. But remember, the best way to play a good length ball is to be very, very nimble footed and be ready to go either on the front foot or the back foot. And that's exactly what took place in the institutional action yesterday. The FIIs just sold a paltry 29 crores. The domestic institutional investors too bought a paltry 60 crores, keeping themselves light ahead of the big budget event. FIIs in index futures are 60% long, 40% short. So a perfect position perhaps to be facing a good length ball. What is it that is expected in the budget today? Well, their expectations are money for more farmers, money for infrastructure, money to more PSU banks without costing a lot of money to the government, without costing a lot of money to the taxpayers. Let's see whether the finance minister manages to navigate this tightrope or not. Interestingly, what has stood out is that the India VIX, a measure of volatility, has been the least ahead of the budget at 13.5 since the last at least 5-6 years. We've had July 2014, the first budget of the Modi NDA 1 government. There, the VIX was 18.18. Thereafter, it was 19.6, 21.9, 16.8 in the subsequent three budgets. Last couple of years also, the India VIX has been hovering around 16 and 17, but this time around at 13.5. This is something that the street will keep an eye out on. The budget speech begins at 11 a.m. and that is when perhaps the market will start doing a little bit of a jig as well, maybe around 12 to 1. When the meat of the speech will be made. Up until then, the markets are likely to tread some water. In that, what are the stocks that you'll keep an eye out on? Definitely the PSU banks. They've been rallying and now CNBC TV 18 learns that a recap may be announced. So let's see how that pans out. Perhaps going to be a rural focused budget. So keep an eye out on agri facing stocks, the likes of HUL, Dabur, Emami, Hero Motocorp, Maruti, even Escorts, M&M. All those stocks would be in focus. A key theme over the last couple of months that we've seen is Nal Se Jal, or piped water everywhere. And if you're going to give piped water, definitely keep an eye out on the pipe stocks. Astral Poly, Supreme Industries, APL Apollo, all of them would be in focus. But apart from budget, we've had some news on a lot of stocks earlier. Sobha, they've given their first quarter update where the sales value is higher by 2%. Sales volumes higher by 11%. So that's telling you there is some pressure on the realizations. L&T Finance getting some money. IFC has led the round of ECB investment to the tune of around $550 million. So that is a positive. Corporation Bank, the rating has been revised from negative outlook to stable outlook. That's a positive. And GM Breweries, perhaps this time around, no takers for alcohol, given it was the election quarter. Revenue was higher by 8%, but a sharp, sharp contraction in the margins to the tune of almost 900 basis points. And the net profit as a result of that fell lower by 27%. Not only will GM Breweries be in focus, but it may be a signal of what's to come for all the other alcohol companies as well. With that, this is all you need to know for trade. That was the Market Buzz podcast from CNBC TV 18 in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, which is India's oldest stock exchange.